countries call. From the four proud provinces of Ireland.
Welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Planet FM on a Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Capri Coast can access radio in Wellington on Sunday, and special greetings to our listeners joining us each week around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. And up first tonight, we had Ireland's Call, and more about that in sport after a great win by the Irish rugby team in Twickenham at the weekend. That's a new version from a German girl who's lived in Ireland a long time. Her name is Sinead Teal, and joined there by the Collective Woman of Era. And we're going to have a few songs from the Chieftains tonight, who are joined by various other guests. I watched a good documentary, it's an old one, on YouTube last week, just came across it, an interview with Paddy Maloney, the late Paddy Maloney, founder of the Chieftains, and all the different groups he worked with. So we'll have a few songs and then joined by other groups on the programme tonight. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. Lovely weather here in New Zealand at the moment, and thankfully weather is improving a bit in Ireland. Hard to believe we're coming to the end of February, at the end of this week, and when we get to the 1st of March, there's always a sign of life and days getting longer and weather improving in Ireland. So stay with me for the next hour. And up next, as I said, here is Sinead O'Connor and joined by the Chieftains, and she's singing the Foggy Dew.
City fair, oh, die. There are
There's no fog in Auckland this morning. It's a beautiful day here. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And, well, lots of big stories in Ireland, but the breaking news this evening is that a man has been rearrested into the police investigation to the murder of the Kerry farmer almost a year ago, Michael Gane. And this was a mystery. How this man disappeared. They were looking for him for weeks, and then, as luck would have it, he lived on a farm, and there was a slurry pit that was being emptied a few months later, and police or somebody discovered that partial remains, and they discovered that it was the remains of the farmer Michael Gane. And there was a man arrested at the time, originally from the US, that had lived in an outhouse on the farm, but after lots of questioning, he denied that he had anything to do with the murder and the dismembering of the body of the farmer, Mikey Gane. And so it's obviously been dormant for the last couple of months, and I noticed last week it was announced that Mikey Gane's estate when he died was worth in the region of 1.9 million euro, and pretty much everything left to his wife. And one of his nieces inherited some a site for land as well. So this is the breaking news in Ireland this evening. So obviously the police may have had more evidence, and obviously they'll be questioning this man over the next. They can keep somebody for 24 hours, and so we'll see what happens there. Let's go with another song. This time we've got Brian Kennedy, and he's singing all about the Curragh of Kildare. And I want to dedicate this to Anne Burns from Maynooth. Anne's son Brian lives in Wellington. So Anne, I believe you'll be tuning into Ireland for the first time. And I also want to say hello to the person that requested this song for you, Paula Dunn. Paula was here recently, herself and her husband, visiting their daughter, Shifra, who's in Auckland. And Paula, I know you're a regular listener to the programme now. So hopefully you enjoy this particular song. Brian Kennedy and the Curragh of Kildare. Yeah.
no rest. For my true love is far away from thee. At this rate I will repair to the corral of Kildare. For it's there I'll find tidings of my dear.
Brian Kennedy, fantastic singer, interviewed him here many years ago. He was here, I think, with the last Guinness celebration of Irish music, which happened in New Zealand, probably in the mid-90s. And we'll give you details on how to win tickets for the Pogues, who are coming up playing here in April. And I know lots of people enjoy the Hot House Flowers concerts in Auckland or in New Zealand over the last week. I didn't get to see them myself. And you got Mary Copland coming here in March, and the Waterboys are in May. Well, the government had to make a massive U-turn on Monday. It was announced over the weekend that the government was not going to fund more to employ more special needs assistance in schools. This is teachers or teachers' aid to help, the most vulnerable children in our schools, children with autism and special needs. And last week, both the Minister for Education, Hilda Garrett-Knockton, a Fine Gael TD from west of Ireland, from Galway, and her junior minister, Moynihan, a Fianna Fáil minister, they both were taken to the cleaners on RTE news programmes over their handling of this, proposed changes, cutting the money to the most vulnerable people in our society. So obviously there was going to be a huge march taking place this week by both the people protesting, people whose families were affected, but other people, and the government could see that it was time for a backtrack. And Taoiseach Micheál Martin, after consulting with his coalition leaders, decided that they will fund for another year at least. They'll spend 19 million on making sure that there's enough money to employ all the special needs teachers that's needed. But the organisation pleading for more support feel is just kicking the ball down the road for another year. But here we have, on one side, I see where a headline in the Irish Daily Mail on Tuesday said the state is spending beyond its means. Coalition to spurge 12 billion more than limit expenditure, officials advised. Watchdog warns amount in plan. And, they grow this money, and yet, the most vulnerable people in society seem to have to take to the streets to get the support. But the other worrying thing about Ireland's tax revenue, it was announced last week, three of the biggest contributors to corporate tax in Ireland, contributing over 4% of the corporate tax. We're not talking PAY here, we're three big US companies, supposedly Microsoft, Apple, and Eli Lilly, who are basically a big pharmaceutical company. And between the three of them, they contributed about 26 billion of the 60 billion nearly in corporate tax that comes in to Ireland. So if anything happens, these companies, and they decide to pull out, you know, we're going to be in a big trouble. So interesting times ahead for Ireland. All right, we're going to continue on, and this time we've got with Christy Moore, and here he is singing all about the Knock song.
Yeah, I was playing down Achill Island one night. Stevens' night it was. It was on before the disco. But the disco didn't start till 6 in the morning. Still with a good old crack anyway, and I pulled out of Achill about 8 o'clock, heading back up to Dublin, but they were bad, like the roads were broken. And I pulled over for a bit of a kip in the van and woke up next morning into a field. Bathroom vibe. Had a look around, but just there was a big runway. I didn't know what was going down at all. Like, I knew there was an aerodrome in Ballydonald, I knew there was one in Collinstown and one in Rhinan and one down in Weston, but I didn't know there was one in the Knock. So I made some inquiries anyway in Charlestown. To Murray's pub there in Charleston. I said, Jerry, what in the name of God is that runway doing out there, Jerry? He told me the whole story. 100 years ago, there was two children going home from school and they took a shortcut across the fields and just the Blessed Virgin appeared to them. And I said to Jerry, it's a good job she didn't appear in the next field because it's full of rocks. Oh, she knew what she was doing all right, I tell you. At the early age of 38, me mother said there was. I spent 2 days writing this song number. Jez, have you ever listened to it? Not shagging Dire Straits you have here, you know. The early age of 38, me mother said, go west. Get up, says she, and get a job, says I, I'll do me best. I pulled on me Wellingtons to march to Kilchamock. But I took a wrong turn in Charlestown, and I ended up in Knock. Oh, once this quiet crossroads was a place of gentle prayer, where Catholics got indulgent once or twice a year. You could buy a pair of rosary beads or get your candles blessed. If you had a guilty conscience, you could get it off your chest. And then came the priest from Parthree, Father Horden was his name. Ever since he's been appointed, Knock has never been the same. Ah, be God, says Jem, 'tis 80 years since Mary was a doubt. 'Tis time for another miracle, and he blew the candle out. Oh, yeah, from Fatima to Bethlehem and from Lourdes to Kilchamock. Well, I never seen a miracle like the airport up in Knock. And to establish terra firma, he drew up a 10-year plan. And he started running bingo around 1961. He built a fabulous basilica upon the holy ground. And once he had a focal point, well, he started to expand. Oh, and him. The chip shops and bed and breakfasts sprung up overnight. Oh, once a place for quiet retreats, now it's a holy site. All sorts of fancy restaurants for every race and creed. Over black and white and yellow pilgrims could get a mighty feed. Though we had the Blessed Virgin here, Father Horden did declare. And Foster and Alan, they appeared just over there. Now do you mean to tell me, says he in total shock, that I am not entitled to an old airport here to Knock? The TDs were lobbied and harassed with talk of promised votes, and people who'd been loyal for years spoke of changing courts. Excommunication was threatened upon the flock, who said it was abortive building airports up in Knock. Oh, now everyone is happy, in the miracle it's complete. Father Horden got his old runway, and it's 18,000 feet. All sorts of planes could land there, of that there's little doubt. It'd be handy now for George Bush to knock Gaddafi out. From Fatima to Bethlehem, and from Lourdes to Kilchamock. Well, I never seen a miracle like the airport up and knock. Now poor old Father Jim has gone to the airport in the sky. And down on Barnacoiga, he keeps a friendly eye on Ryanair and Aer Lingus as they fly to and fro. Oh, we'll never see his likes again on the plains of Sweet Mayo. Oh, did NATO donate the dough, me boys? Did NATO donate the dough? Did NATO donate the dough, me boys? Did NATO donate the dough? From Fatima to Bethlehem and from Lourdes to Kitchimon. Well, I never seen a miracle like the airport up in Knock.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. There we had Christy Moore, and he was singing all about the Knock song. Of course, it's 4 years yesterday since the terrible war started between Russia and Ukraine. And I know that many Irish people were out today protesting at the Russian embassy in Dublin. And some terrible stories, you know, just reading a story in the BBC about what some of these Russian soldiers are doing to their fellow soldiers that won't go to the front line. And every time I see that Putin, I won't repeat what I say here on national radio, but I'm sure he'll get his up and comings eventually. But it's good to see the European Union are going to go ahead despite opposition from Trump's mate Orban in Hungary, that you know, they'll sanction a $90 billion loan to Ukraine to help keep propping up their war effort. It's interesting about Hungary. They have put so much effort into trying to get their team to qualify for the World Cup. And of course, they were looking well till the 5th minute and 36 seconds of injury time last November when Ireland beat them 3-2. Of course, Ireland now have two games as well. A game coming up, one at a time. They play the Czech Republic. If they win that game about the 23rd of March, then they play a final qualifying game against Denmark in Dublin. And if they're off to the World Cup, but whether they'll be going, if they do qualify, one of their games has been Mexico. But we've seen this week all the unrest in Mexico after the assassination of one of their leading drug lords. On good news, Jessie Buckley, and we're going to have a song from her. In fact, we'd probably play it next, as well as a great actor. She's a brilliant singer, and I heard this song from a movie called No Place Like Home. It's called Glasgow, and it's Jessie Buckley singing, and we'll play that next. But Jessie won that BAFTA award the other night, so there's only one big one left. This is the Oscar. It should be odds-on favourite to get that for her role in the movie Hamlet, and of course our co-star there, Paul Mescal, who's won many awards over the last few years since he made his debut with Normal People back in 2020 when we were all in lockdown watching it. He didn't get the nod for best actor in the same movie, but he's so proud of his co-star Jessie Buckley, and she just can't believe that she's winning all these awards. So let's hope that it's another victory for Kerry in a few weeks' time. And let's hear Jessie, and here she is with this song, as I said, Glasgow. I think this was from a movie that she performed in about 3 years ago.
I've worn out the stones in front of your doorstep, coming and going, coming and going. Kept the lights on, I always knew that I should have said thank you 1,000 miles ago. But I pushed you away, put a pin in a map, then I got lost in the storm. Had to find my way, make my own mistakes, but you know that I had to go. Ain't no yellow brick road running through Glasgow, but I found one that's stronger than stone. Ain't no through Glasgow, but I found one that's stronger than stone.
Yes, the wonderful voice there of Jessie Buckley, and let's hope we'll be announcing that she's won the Oscar in a few weeks' time. I think the Oscars take place about the 7th or 8th of March. And of course, March, we're not far away now to St. Patrick's Day celebrations, marking the great feast day all around the world. Of course, Taoiseach got the invite a few weeks ago to go to the White House, and he'll be there, and there's about 14 other ministers heading to the US. And of course, we've got Minister for State, or Junior Minister for Agriculture, Noel Grealish, coming down here to promote Ireland for a week here around St. Patrick's Day. Not a great weekend on the roads in Ireland. Terrible events on Saturday. 7 people killed. Started off with 2 people killed in Waterford. Later that evening, there was a 15-year-old girl, when she was walking her dog, crossing a pedestrian crossing in Navan Lockdown. Supposedly, police think by, an underage driver that panicked and fled the scene. And, of course, he was arrested for questioning later at his home. And then later that night in County Tyrone, 3 people killed in a 2-car accident. People, one in the 20s, one in the 30s, one in the 40s, 2 of the people, one of them had 6 children, the other had 3. And then later that night in Galway, near Cork, an 81-year-old woman died in a single car accident. So last year was one of the worst years for road accidents in Ireland, and certainly this year not getting on too well. If careful, if you're in Ireland, Temple Bar the other night, early in the morning, nothing good happens there. An unnamed visitor, well, we think he's a visitor, was attacked, and he's on life support in Beaumont Hospital. But thanks to CCTV footage, 2 people have been arrested and are currently helping Gardaí with the inquiries. The person that was attacked was managed to be identified from a tattoo on his arm, but no details have been released about where he's from. And his condition is very, very serious at the moment. But there's a lot of accidents and attacks happening in the city. We know, I heard somebody from the Traders Association in Temple Bar saying more Gardaí are needed on the street, but that's a little consolation to the family of the young man that's fighting for his life at the moment. Okay, as I mentioned earlier, I watched a documentary the other day featuring the Chieftains, and this is when they put an album together featuring many international stars, including Irish stars. We'll have Van Morrison later with Raglan Road, but up next we've got the Cars with I Know My Love.
I love him the best, and the trouble of mine is sure to know. wash and rain. If my love knew I'd do so unfair, I'd make a coat of the finest kind. But the want of money sure leaves me behind. And still she thought I look in the best. Out of trouble of mind, sure no the rest. Yet still she thought Bobby boys are you. And if my love leaves me, what will I do? I know my love is an arrant rover. I know he'll wander the wild world over. In dear old Ireland, no longer tarry. An American girl, short and lovely. And still she cried, I love him the best. And trouble of mine, sure, no more rest. And still she cried, Bobby boys are few.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Falling, which is brought to you with support of the Hughes Green Group. Hope wherever you're listening, you're enjoying the programme in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Access Radio and Cabinet Coast Radio on Sunday, Plains FM in Christchurch, and greetings to people listening around New Zealand and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. As I said, the programme brought to you with the great support of the Hughes Green Group. Let's move on to sport. And of course, the big sporting picture at the weekend was Ireland taking on England. Nobody gave them a chance at Twickenham after a bad performance in the opening game against France, and not such a great performance against Italy the week before. But they went to Twickenham and everything was on the line, and they produced one of the best performances ever. And I know that there was about 20,000 Irish supporters there. And they outsung their 60,000 English fans with the fields of Athenry. The swing low chariot song didn't come across too loud. But Ireland have a great chance of winning what's known as the Triple Crown. You know, beating the three home nations. They've obviously beaten England. They've got two games at home. They have a week off this week. And then they play Wales, who are having a very bad season. And their final game will be against Scotland. So if obviously Scotland, disappointing result against Italy in their first game, but upsetting England in Murrayfield 2 weeks ago. So good. Andy Farrell very proud, and you could just see the adulation and the excitement in the coach's box with Ireland's success at the weekend. So giving us hope for the games coming up down here. Later this year, Ireland playing three games down here in July, playing Australia. I think it's Japan and Australia as well. And then they're playing the All Blacks here at Eden Park. And tickets for that game go on sale on the 11th of March. Right, the GAA season is fully underway with the National Leagues well in contention now. And our coverage here on Ireland Calling is brought to you with the support of GAA Plus. You ask, what's GAA Plus? Well, it usually was formerly known as GAA Go, but it's where you can watch all of the Gaelic games in Ireland, hurling and football, on demand on the streaming platform. So overseas contributors here, like we in New Zealand, can watch all the games, and you can go back and watch other documentaries. And it's a fantastic service. It's been going now for about 8 or 9 years. So there's a couple of ways you can join. You can go in, buy an annual pass that costs €135, and that gives you 12 months full access to GAA Plus. You've got 180 plus events and 30 plus highlight shows, and you can watch all the Allianz football and hurling leagues at the moment, plus all the championship. If you want to spread the payments over 12 months, you sign a 12 months contract, and the Flexi Pass will cost you €13.99 a month. So GAA Plus is where you can watch all your GAA games. And here's the results from the weekend. Division 1, Donegal are flying high. They're top of the division with a win 120-116 over Kerry. They take on Galway this weekend in Donegal. Galway lost to Roscommon after being leading by 12 points at one stage in the windswept stadium in Salt Hill. But it was Conan Kent who scored a point literally in injury time to beat Galway 216 to 21 points. Other winners at the weekend, Mayo, and Mayo have a young guy who's only 18 back studying this week, getting ready for the Lebenshert. And his name is Kobe McDonald, son of the great Mayo player Kieran McDonald. But Kobe has already signed a contract to go and play at Aussie Rules at the end of the summer. But came on in the second half in the Mayo match against Monaghan and scored 1-4. Delight to watch. So hopefully he'll be able to play with Mayo through the championship this year, or he takes up the contract down under. So as I said, Donegal are top of the league, 4 wins from 4 games, and sadly Monaghan no win from 4 games, Division 1. Division 2, Cork are leading there, 4 wins from 4 games. Offaly down at the bottom with 0 points. Poor old Offaly, they're at the bottom of the Hurling League as well, so not going too well. But the results from Division 2, you had wins for Cork over Meath, Louth over Tyrone, Cavan over Kildare, Derry over Offaly. And Division 3, we've got down, leaving there, Fermanagh on the bottom. Division 4, Carlow on top, Waterford on the bottom. And the Hurling matches played at the weekend, Kilkenny 121, Waterford 120. Waterford having a good season. They're just been unlucky in a few games. Galway had their first win of the season, beating Offaly 223 to 18 points. And Limerick scored 36 points to Tipperary's 21. So Cork are leading Division 1A in the Hurling, Offaly on the bottom, and Clare are leading Division 1B. Of course, the Alliance League runs till about the end of March, early April, and then the championship gets underway. So if you want to watch all these games, go on to gaaplus.ie, gaaplus.ie, and you can watch all the games there. All right, we're going to go with Eleanor Shanley next, and she's singing all about the dimming of the day.
This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in a river of my tears, and all my will is
wonderful voice of Eleanor Shelley. And if you listen to RT Radio a lot like I do, there's a good program on Country Time every Saturday night, and presented by Loch Rayman. And I can't think of his first name, Brian Lally. And he had a chance for Eleanor Shanley picked three of her favourite songs in last week's programme. You can want to listen to it online there, but she's a fantastic singer, Eleanor Shanley. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you each week with the support. Of course, the world was thrown into turmoil the other day with the Supreme Court ruling in the States about Trump's illegal tariffs. But of course, he's bounced back and said he's putting a 15% flat tariff fee across the world again, with all the countries dealing with the States. So a worrying time for Ireland, because as I mentioned earlier, one of the three companies that contribute a lot to corporate tax in Ireland is a pharmaceutical company called Eli Lilly. And while they don't make finished pharmaceutical products, they export components from Cork. And it's a huge business, both that and all the other multinational companies that are in Ireland. So Trump hasn't hit these pharmaceutical companies with tariffs yet. But the sad thing about it is pretty much 90% of the tariffs that he's collected in America have come from the American public. It's all a bit of a con. He thinks that these companies that are trading with America are paying for it, but it's actually the U.S. Consumer. And interesting times ahead to see how Micheál Martin gets on in a few weeks' time. No word of who else might be there that day. Who knows? He might invite, the UFC fighter McGregor to come along at the same day. So Micheál Martin, no doubt, he's a seasoned politician. He'll be treading carefully in his conversations with Trump, and we know he'll be inviting Trump to come to Ireland for the Irish Open golf tournament at the end of the year on September, which has been held in Trump's golf course in Doombeg in County Clare. And the indication is that Trump has said he plans to come, so it'll be a logistical nightmare for the Irish government. I know the last time Trump came and visited Doombeg and played a round of golf there when he was president the last term, it cost the Irish taxpayer about €20 million. But looking at the various other papers, all the stories leading tonight with Garda continuing to quiz a suspect in the Michael Gaine murder case, no further developments on the excavation of a quarry on the Kildare-Wicklow border, looking for two young women that disappeared, presumed murdered back in the mid-late 90s. And, obviously the police started this excavation as a result of a tip-off, but hopefully some good news will come from that before too long. Right, we'll move with another song, and this time we're going to go with A Pair of Brown Eyes from the Pogues. And when I come back, I'll let you know where you can see the Pogues. I'm still a chance to win some tickets for one of the shows here in New Zealand.
Johnny sang about a thing called love, but it's
Well, the Pogues are here in New Zealand in April. I'll have an interview with one of the band members in the next few weeks. We'll play it on the program here. They start a tour of New Zealand. They're playing in Wellington, Christchurch and Auckland. They're in Wellington on the 8th of April. They're in Christchurch on the 9th of April at the new convention centre in Auckland here on the 11th of April. And you can get tickets for the shows on through Ticketmaster. And if you would like to be in a chance to win a double pass to see the Pogues in Auckland, send me your name and address via email, or just your name, and tell me the name of the former lead singer with the Pogues. And we let them know the winners. Thanks for the people that have sent in their entries already. In fact, we've got two double passes to give away, so make sure you get your entries in. As I mentioned, weather certainly improving in Ireland, which is good, and beginning at spring. We were growing up, I remember the time that crows would start building their nests pretty much on the 1st of March. It's the first sign of spring. But of course, on the farming front, farmers very busy at the moment with the calving season well underway. And then two-ish farmers would be getting out to plough their fields and getting ready to sow their crops and get on with the life. So hopefully it'll be a good season for farming. We know that dairy prices have come back an awful lot in Ireland. They're still holding up here. But I think the reason they're holding up here is because the New Zealand dollar has dropped in value against the US dollar, whereas the euro has increased in value. So it's making Irish products more expensive. But we know beef and lamb prices are still good as well. U2, they brought out a few songs last week. They surprised everybody, but brought out four songs last week. And basically, Chris is talking about some of the atrocities that's happening around the world, the war in Ukraine, the events happening in America. I know that Bono would be no supporter of Trump. So been to the White House many times. In fact, he got the Medal of Honor, I'm pretty sure, from former President Biden, but I don't think he'll be back in there anytime soon. Of course, there's still fallout over the Epstein situation, and there's calls for a full investigation into his connection with Irish companies and the fact that his plane landed a few times in Ireland. Okay, we're going to move on. And as I mentioned, one more song, and this time featuring the Chieftains. This is Van Morrison with the song. Thank you.